This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, June 9th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Gulf War Syndrome. This story's been out for a few weeks, and I've just now gotten to it. Been trying to figure out how to process this. This is sad because it's a long time coming. The bombing of Saddam Hussein's chemical weapons arsenal has been determined to be the cause of tens of thousands of British and U.S. soldiers being struck down with Gulf War Syndrome. This is according to a new study published in a peer-reviewed journal by scientists here in the U.S. This study, funded by the U.S. government, offers the most definitive proof or claims to that the destruction of Iraq's cache of chemical weapons is responsible for this disease. The explosions in January of 1991, centered around the cities of Muthanna and Fallujah, released sarin gas, which is a lethal nerve agent, into the air. This gas, which was used in the deadly Tokyo subway terror attack years ago, usually kills, but the doses inhaled by Western armed forces was diluted. However, still enough to cause disease. About 33,000 soldiers in the UK, about 250,000 in the US, have complained of a collection of symptoms, unexplained chronic problems like fever, night sweats, memory and concentration issues. Dr. Robert Haley has been investigating this for nearly 30 years, said the quantities of sarin inhaled while diluted is enough to make people sick. Haley and his colleagues examined 1,016 American soldiers who served during the conflict. Half of them complain of Gulf War Syndrome symptoms. Soldiers were tested for a gene that breaks down chemicals in the body. One version of this gene creates an enzyme that breaks down sarin, but other versions of the gene do not, or it's not as efficient. Haley and his researchers said the gene data provides a high degree of confidence that sarin is the cause of this condition. The troops who were closest to the explosions, dying of brain cancer at 2 to 3 times the rate of those who were farther away. Others have lung cancer, debilitating chronic illnesses, pain, and so forth. The tragedy in all of this is that Iraq's stash of sarin gas was obtained from the United States. This has been known for a while. Newsweek reported in 2015 that the Reagan and Bush administrations, the first Bush, George Sr., backed Iraq in the 1980-88 war with Iran and approved of U.S. companies selling chemical agents and equipment to Iraq, including a huge petrochemical complex called PC2. Western intelligence services knew that PC2 was capable of generating chemical compounds to make mustard gas and nerve gas. And again, it was the destruction of that site that released these lethal compounds into the air. And now, 30 years later, a U.S. government-funded survey publishing results identifying that compound as the cause of Gulf War Syndrome. Small comfort for the young men and women who've had 30 years of their lives stolen from them. Topic number 4, Israel. An alleged Israeli airstrike targeted sites south of Damascus Monday night. This is according to the Syrian state news agency, Sana. A Syrian military source told Sana that Israeli aircraft carried out the strike from over the Golan Heights, targeting points south of Damascus. The source claimed only material damage was caused, no injuries. However, another source reported that the strike completely destroyed the factory that was targeted and that 5 members of the pro-Iranian militias guarding the factory were killed, as well as a number of Iranian engineers who were working on developing weapons there. Topic number 3, January 6th, 2021. It hasn't gone away. The big show is just getting started. Tonight, the House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the Capitol goes public as they will broadcast their hearings in prime time. Several networks, including C-SPAN and the committee's YouTube channel, will be carrying the hearings live. This is being reported by the corporate media. The corporate media reporting this as the lawmakers hoping to show the American public how democracy came to the brink of disaster. Really? I'd say that our democracy is closer to disaster because of the way the law is being selectively enforced in certain liberal cities here in the United States, where now smash and grab theft is so common that stores are leaving cities like San Francisco because you can't turn a profit when you've got people walking out the front door with garbage bags full of your stuff. But I digress. These hearings will take place over the next several weeks. Again, primetime session kicking things off tonight. make no mistake, the reason these are being broadcast in primetime is because this is being staged for maximum political effect as we head to the midterm elections in November. It is a dog and pony show. I'm not sure this is going to have the desired effect that Never Trumpers want, but it will be instructive to see how the narrative is presented to us. Topic number two, moon mystery. NASA launching a priority mission to explore mysterious mounds on the moon that scientists are at a loss to explain. NASA has unveiled plans for a rover to visit the Gruithuisen Domes. These are geological, I'm probably pronouncing that incorrectly, geological features that experts believe were formed by a magma rich in silica, similar to the composition of granite. Now, on Earth, formations like this require oceans of liquid and plate tectonics to form, but you don't have plate tectonics on the moon, so experts are baffled. What exactly is going on there? The data collected by the mission will inform future missions to the moon, including the Artemis program, which is the successor to the Apollo program. It aims to land the first woman on the moon and the next man on the moon later this decade. The original date for landing humans on the moon was 2024. That's been pushed back. They're blaming it on a lawsuit filed by Jeff Bezos, Amazon's founder, on behalf of his firm Blue Origin, his space firm. Also later this year, NASA is sending mannequins to space as part of the Artemis mission. That'll be in August. Artemis 1 will pave the way for crewed flights. Artemis 2 in May of 2024, which will fly by the moon without landing on it. Artemis 3, which will touch down on the lunar surface, that is supposed to launch no earlier than 2025. Bear in mind that we've not sent any humans to the moon since Apollo 17, which was December of 1972. Presumably, computer power technology much more advanced than it was in 1972. Why has it taken 50 years to go back? Just wondering. Well, behind every sign is a story, and we'd really like to know the stories behind the signs that you'll see next on 5 and 10.
Deep in the earth, the dark god plots and waits as the day is coming when he will be released from his chains to loose literal hell on earth. This most terrible time in human history is known by the ancients as Old Saturn's Reign. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package. When you order Derek Gilbert's new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy from the Sky Watch TV store. You'll also receive Derek's mind-blowing 13-part video study guide for his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn on DVD, packed with paradigm-shifting revelation and a running time of over 4 hours. In his book, The Second Coming of Saturn, Derek speaks of a new age that began December 21st, 2020. Many experts pointed to the cosmic anomaly known as the Great Conjunction, a meeting in the sky of the planets Jupiter and Saturn, as the triggering event heralding a new golden age ruled by Saturn, the old god who once reigned over a world of peace and plenty. But it's a lie. In this groundbreaking book, you'll also discover why Lucifer is Saturn, not Satan, evidence that Saturn was the leader of the rebellious sons of God, the identity of Apollyon, the angel of the bottomless pit, the connection between Mount Hermon and the Mount of Olives, hidden Bible prophecies of God's final judgment on Saturn and the Watchers. Also included in this special offer, Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's new book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, where he details his upbringing as a young Jewish man confronted with the truth of Jesus the Messiah, and how he unknowingly stumbled upon the ancient and primordial prophecy that is connected to every major prophetic event in Scripture. In 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, you will learn how God's very first prophecy impacts every chapter of Scripture. See the catastrophic consequences of Satan's plan to eliminate the Jews. Recognize how Satan's insidious and pervasive agenda has invaded every sphere of influence. Be empowered by the Holy Spirit to play an important part in defeating Satan's diabolical agenda. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive the Second Coming of Saturn 13-part study guide. In this exclusive DVD, author and researcher Derek Gilbert personally takes you through all 33 chapters of his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and provides a deep dive into his research, including complete chapter breakdowns with ancient artifacts, maps, and other teaching devices. This tool provides hands-on access directly from the source. So sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So unearth the ancient prophecies of our Messiah and the rebellious dark gods as you discover the second coming of Saturn. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, really like to know what prompted these signs. This is from the website Board Panda. 50 signs that make you go, all right, what happened that they need this sign? Comfort Inn, for example, that put out the sign saying, now pet friendly, except for bears. We won't make that mistake again. This one, dead end, no lake access, Google Maps is wrong. I've had that happen before, wound up on roads that were roads in name only, thanks to GPS. And this one, notice, please yell, not a squirrel, when opening the library book drop so that we know you're a human and not a squirrel trying to steal Keith's lunch. What happened there? And then there's this one. If you wish to light a candle, this is from a church. If you wish to light a candle, please wait at least 5 minutes after applying hand sanitizer. Boom. And speaking of hand sanitizer, these from various locations, the sign on the left on a container of Zep says not ranch. And on the right, these are coffee syrups, not hand sanitizer. Thank you. Again, there's a story behind the need for those signs, and it's interesting to speculate as to what those might be. Well, discerning the signs of the times is what we're about here at SkyWatch TV, and it's why we present the virtual conferences, the Defender conferences. The unveiling runs through August 13th, so you still have 2 months to watch on your schedule more than 24 cutting-edge presentations. Tom Horn, all of us here from SkyWatch TV, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallops, Dr. Michael Lake, many others, and as an added bonus, free access to all 5 of the SkyWatch Films documentaries, including the most recent, The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy. You see these so-called aliens that are appearing in the skies, these mysterious lights that float about. They're not extraterrestrial. They're interdimensional, and they've been with us for a very, very long time. That's just one of the 5 SkyWatch Films documentaries, 2 of them Telly Award-winning. You get unlimited access to them through August 13th. Watch on your schedule when it's convenient for you. You get instant access in full HD. And you can find out more and sign up now at DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. During the month of June, our thank you for your gift of any amount if you're in the U.S. or Canada is the important book by Allie Henson, Millennial Paradox, or rather Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox, which is how do we reach millennials with the gospel of Jesus Christ when survey after survey shows they are falling away from the faith. Allie's got some thoughts on that in this important book. If you're a parent or grandparent, this will be a blessing to you, and we'll send you a copy for your donation of any amount if you're in the U.S. or Canada during the month of June. Find out more or donate online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or you can call us 844-750-4985. We're going some exciting places over the next 12 months. Sharon and I are going to Turkey this October, and we invite you to join us October 18th through November 2nd, or November 3rd, actually, as we travel to Turkey to visit the cities of the churches of Revelation. This is ancient Ephesus on the screen behind me here, which is the location of the great temple of Artemis, by the way, one of the 7 wonders of the ancient world. Interesting that they've named the next moon project for Artemis, isn't it? We'll also go to what archaeologists call the world's oldest temple, Göbekli Tepe, and we'll see artifacts from some sites near Göbekli Tepe that are even older, like Karahan Tepe. Join us for this. Mount Nemrut. That's a site in the ancient kingdom of Commagene that in the first century BC, a king by the name of Antiochus Theos, he had a very healthy self-image, built a massive tomb for himself on top of a mountain out of loose rock. So if anyone who tried to, you know, tomb robbers try to tunnel in to get to his grave goods, the loose rock on top will fall in and So nobody knows what the tomb inside actually looks like. But these massive idols placed around the tomb, one of which was a likeness of the king himself. Again, very healthy self-image. Why is this interesting? Why is this relevant? Because he's a descendant of Antiochus Epiphanes, the one who desecrated the temple in Jerusalem by sacrificing a pig and erecting a statue of Zeus. He's a type of the Antichrist, and Antiochus of Commagene, his descendant. So anyway, interesting connections. We'll be talking and teaching about all of this during the tour. We'll be joined by best-selling author Doug Hershey and perhaps you as well. Find out more online and reserve your place at skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com. The next spring, we're going back to the Holy Land. Israel is open again for tourists, and we pray you'll consider joining us. March 19th through 30th of 2023, we'll be there alongside Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat from Tel Aviv as we take you around the Holy Land on a tour that is unique, to say the least. We'll be visiting the battlegrounds in this long-running spiritual war from Jerusalem to Mount Hermon, and then we'll cross the river for the optional three-day extension into Jordan, where we will visit Mount Nebo, called the Mountain of the Travelers, a term used by the Canaanites for the spirits of the Rephaim, the giants destroyed in the flood of Noah. Why is that relevant? Because Ezekiel places the end of the war of Gog and Magog below Mount Nebo, between Mount Nebo and Jericho, the Valley of the Travelers, east of the sea, east of the Dead Sea. We'll talk about that again as we teach and preach all through the Holy Land. It'll be like a rolling conference in Israel, and we invite you to join us. Find out more at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week we talk with Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker. He's got a new book called 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy. It is offered a special package with my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, but the conversation is fascinating as Eric shows how this basically feeds and informs the rest of biblical prophecy, the long-running supernatural war for your soul and the souls of everyone you love. You'll find the broadcast schedule for Skywatch TV online at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you decide the schedule. Just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. The Roku sticks now are as little as $35, that brings you all of our video content, the weekly broadcast show, plus Simply His, the women's program, and these daily news updates. You could also download our free mobile app, which not only gets you all of our video content, we bring you news updates three times a week, important items that the mainstream media hopes you'll miss, and calendar for upcoming events as well. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, phones, and it is absolutely free. We've got links to the app stores for your device at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.